welcome to everyone tonight.
大家晚上好，我们再次欢迎大家来到这里的聚会。
Tonight is night number 6 of our Cracking the Prophecy Code Bible Seminar.
今天晚上呢，是我们偷窥未来演讲会的第六晚。
I want to say thank you because I know it's not easy to come here night after night.
我要感谢大家来参与这个聚会，因为我相信呢，要一晚接一晚的来不是那么容易的事情。
But I want you to know that we have saved some of the most important subjects for the very last.
可是呢，我要让大家知道的就是，我们把一些很重要的题目呢，都留到最后。
Tonight's subject is a very important one.
今天晚上的题目是一个很重要的题目。
Now, before we launch into our subject tonight,
在我们还没有进入今天的题目之前
，I want to remind you of the statement from the statesman Winston Churchill.
我要再一次的提醒大家，丘吉尔前首相他所说很有名的一段话。
Most people, sometime in their lives, stumble across the truth.
大多数人在他们人生中的某一个时间呢，都会碰见真理。
Most jump up and brush themselves off and then hurry on about their business as if nothing had happened.
可是大多数的人呢，他们就跳起来，然后扫一扫自己，又在若无其事的继续他们日常的生活。
You don't want to be that person.
我希望你不是那一个人。
Now, before we begin,
在我们还没有开始之前
before we open the Bible,
在还没有打开圣经之前
I would like to invite you to please bow your heads with me as we have a word of prayer.
我要邀请大家呢一起低头来祷告。
Heavenly Father, this evening, as we open the Bible,
我们在天上的父，今天傍晚我们打开圣经的时候
we ask you to speak to us.
我们请求你对我们说话。
We ask that you would help us to understandYour desire to give us a new life.
我们请求你帮助我们能够了解你要给我们新生命的欲望。
We want to do what's right.
我们要做正确的事。
But so often we lack the power to do what's right.
可是呢，我们常常都是缺少能力去这么做。
Help us, we pray.
我们祈求你帮助我们。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Now, to begin the subject tonight,
今天晚上在我们开始这个题目之后
you've probably noticed we've had a number of titles for this subject.
可能你会注意到呢，我们有几个题目。
Live once, die twice.
就是活一次，死两次。
How to stick to your New Year's resolution.
怎样坚守你新年的志向。
Or we call it a door to a new life.
或者是进入新生的门。
These all have one thing in common.
这所有的题目都有一个共同点。
You see, tonight we are going to talk about baptism.
今天晚上我们要讲的题目是浸礼。
And at the end of this subject tonight,
在今天晚上的题目讲完了之后
I am going to make an invitation for people that would like to be baptized to make that decision.
我将要做出一个邀请，邀请这些人呢，谁有意思要接受这个新的生命。
As we study the subject tonight,
今天在我们研究今天的题目
I would like to invite you to even now begin praying that God would speak to you through the pages of His Word.
我要邀请大家就是在这个时候，这个时刻呢，就开始在心中祷告，当我们研究这个题目，然后读这里的经文。
Every year,
每一年
at the change of the new year,
在新年来临的时候
I always have some New Year's resolutions.
我常常都会有一些新年的新志向。
Are you like me?
你是不是跟我一样呢？
Do you make resolutions that in the new year, you are going to make a difference in your life?
你会不会在新年的时候决志，说在新的一年里面要有一个全新的你呢？
As you can see,
可是好像你能看见的
I am quite skinny.
我是个很瘦的人
Every year,
每一年
I make a resolution.
我都会决志
This year,
今年呢
I will exercise regularly.
我会常常的运动
I will become much healthier.
要变得更加健康
Put some weight on.
而且呢能够增加一些体重
And make my wife happy.
使我的太太高兴起来
Unfortunately,
可是很不幸的
after the first 2 weeks,
过了头两个星期之后
so often that resolution disappears.
很通常呢这种决志呢就不见了
Maybe some of you have made the vow,
可能有一些人立了约
that you will lose weight,
或者是许了愿
要减肥 that you will study more,
或者是要努力读书
spend more time with your family,
或者是花多一些时间跟家人在一起
finish some projects,
或者是做完一些的计划
But we all experience the experience of failing in our own power.
可是呢我们每一个人都经验过靠着我们自己的力量呢就失败了
We come to realize that in order to truly be changed,
我们呢觉悟到呢，如果我们要真正的改变
，we need a power outside of ourselves.
我们必须要有从外来的力量。
So often we make promises to ourselves.
很多时候呢，我们答应自己。
But these promises are like ropes of sand.
可是这一些的应许呢，都是成空的。
And we become discouraged.
我们就灰心失望。
We become disappointed in ourselves.
我们对自己非常的失望。
We want to do what's right.
我们要做正确的事。
We want to do what we should do.
我们要做我们应该做的事。
But we fail.
可是却失败了。
And we fail.
可是又再失败了。
How can we find a new power or a power to change us into a new person?
我们怎样才能找到一种能力能够把我们自己改变成另外一个新的人呢?
Tonight I want you to notice something that Jesus said.
我今天要大家注意耶稣所说的一句话。
It's found in the book of John.
是在约翰福音。
And Jesus said that this would be something that would be necessary for every person that would ever see heaven.
他说呢，任何一个人他要看见天国呢，这是他必须要经过的事。
This is found in John chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章。
And in John chapter 3, tonight we're going to look at verses 3 and then verse 5.
我们要来看看第三节和第五节。
Please notice what the Bible says.
这里圣经告诉我们。
Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee,Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
耶稣回答说，我实实在在地告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见上帝的国。
Have you ever wanted that before?
你曾经有没有这样子？
Have you ever been so ashamed of things that you did that you would... Sorry, go ahead.
你会觉得对你所做的一些事情感觉到很羞耻。
That you wished you could become a new person and start all over again.
你希望呢，你能够重新再活一次，成为一个新的人。
Have you ever wished at times that you could wipe the entire past clean?
你曾经有没有希望过你把过去的一切呢，都完全的抹掉？
It's like erasing a board.
就好像抹掉黑板上所写的一切
or turning a page in a notebook to a clean page
或者是在一个日历本上呢翻到新的一页完全干净的一页
Jesus said if you would see heaven
耶稣说如果你要见上帝的国
you must be born again
你必须要重生
He did not say you should be born again
他不是说你应该要重生
He did not say it's a good idea to be born again
不是说要重生是件好事
Jesus said if you would see heaven, you must be born again
可是耶稣说如果你要见上帝的国你必须要重生
The question comes to us tonight
今天晚上这个问题就临到我们
What does it mean to be born again?
重生是什么意思呢
Let's look at verse 5
让我们来看第五节
Jesus answered,Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进上帝的国。
When Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again,
当耶稣告诉尼哥底母说你必须要重生
Nicodemus did not understand what this meant.
尼哥底母却不明白他所说的是什么意思
Born again?
重生
How can a man go back into his mother's womb?
一个人怎么能够回到他妈妈的怀里面
Jesus said, no, no, this is not what I mean.
耶稣说这不是我的意思
Jesus said, to be born again is to be born of water and of the Spirit.
耶稣说重生呢就是从水和圣灵重生
In other words, to be born again is consisted of two things
就是说重生呢是有两个部分
To be born of water
就是从水而生
And of the Spirit
和从圣灵而生
But what does it mean to be born of water?
从水而生是什么意思呢?
What does it mean to be born of the Spirit?
从圣灵而生又是什么意思呢?
In the Bible,
在圣经里面,
many things are described under different words. Many similar things are described under different words.
相同的一些事情呢,他们用不同的语言来表达。
I want you to notice how Peter described what was necessary to have eternal life.
我要大家看一看彼得呢,他怎么说有关于所需要做的一些事情才能够得救。
It's found in Acts chapter 2.
在使徒行传第二章。
And I'd like you to notice with me verse 38.
第三十八节。
Acts chapter 2.
在使徒行传第二章。
Verse 37 and verse 38.
第三十七和三十八节。
Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do?
众人听见这话觉得扎心就对彼得和其余的门徒说弟兄们我们当怎样行
They are asking the question, what should we do to be saved?
他们问的问题是我们要做什么要怎么办才能够得救
Then Peter said unto them,
彼得说
Repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
彼得说你们个人要悔改奉耶稣基督的名受洗叫你们的罪得赦就必领受所赐的圣灵
Now did you notice that when they asked What should we do if we want to be saved If we want eternal life
当他们问我们当怎样行才能够得救才能够承受永生
Peter said to do two things
彼得就告诉他们说 要做两件事
He said repent and be baptized
他说悔改然后受洗
And then you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit
然后你就必领受所赐的圣灵。
Now this is exactly the same thing that Jesus said to Nicodemus.
这就是耶稣对尼哥底母所说的同样的事。
Jesus said to Nicodemus, if you want to see heaven,
耶稣对尼哥底母说，如果你要见上帝的国，
you must be born of water and of the Spirit.
你必须要从水和圣灵而生。
These are the exact same things.
这是相同的一回事。
To be born of water means to be baptized.
从水而生就是接受洗礼。
To be born of the Spirit means to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
从圣灵而生就是接受所赐的圣灵。
Now, when a person is baptized,
当一个人受洗了
There are three steps that are necessary before they are baptized.
有三个步骤呢，是他们在受洗之前要经过的。
I'd like you to notice the first one in Matthew 28.
让我们来看一看在马太福音第二十八章。
And I want you to look closely.
我要大家小心的读。
In Matthew chapter 28, we're going to look at verse 19 and 20.
马太福音第二十八章第十九节和二十节。
This is what the Bible says is necessary before a person should be baptized.
圣经告诉我们在一个人受洗之前呢这是需要的。
The Bible says, Go you therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost.
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。凡我所吩咐你们的要教训他们遵守。
Now, did you notice that Jesus said,
你注意到吗？耶稣说
before you baptize people,
在你还没有为人施洗之前
what should you do first?
你必须要做什么呢？
What should you do?
你需要做什么呢？
Teach them.
就是教导他们。
In other words, before a person can be baptized,
换句话说，一个人还没有受洗之前
they need to understand what baptism means.
他们需要明白洗礼的意义是什么。
Now, Jesus didn't want people, the disciples, just to baptize anybody.
耶稣并不是要他的门徒为任何的人都受洗。
He wanted the disciples to teach people what it means to follow Jesus.
他要他的门徒去教导这些人耶稣所吩咐的。
And then when they were willing,
然后他们愿意的时候
then of course they could be baptized.
然后他们才能够接受洗礼。
Now, the Bible says in Mark chapter 16,
圣经在马可福音第十六章
and verse 16,
第十六节
There is a second step before a person is baptized.
在一个人还没有受洗之前还有第二个步骤
Mark chapter 16 and verse 16,
马可福音第十六章第十六节
The Bible says, He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved.
信而受洗的必然得救
Now I want to ask you a question.
我要问大家一个问题
Before a person can be baptized,
在一个人还没有受洗之前
according to Mark 16 and verse 16,
根据马可福音16章16节
what does the Bible teach is necessary before they can be baptized?
圣经教导我们在他们还没有受洗之前，他们必须要做什么呢？
They have to what?
他们要做什么呢？第二就是他们要相信。
You see, not only do you have to be taught what Jesus wants you to do,
你不只要被教导耶稣所吩咐你做的话，
but then you have to believe what Jesus has said in his word.
而且要相信耶稣所说的话。
In other words, so far, the Bible teaches that before you are baptized, you should be taught the truth and you should believe the truth.
就是说，根据这里所说的，圣经所教导的呢，在你还没有受洗之前呢，你必须被教导或者学习真理，然后呢，第二是你必须相信这真理。
Now, this is very simple, but it's very important.
这是非常的简单，可是却是非常重要的。
And then the third thing that Jesus teaches...
耶稣教导的第三件事
Before a person is baptized,
在一个人还没有受洗之前
there is one more step that is necessary.
还有一个步骤是需要的
It's found in Acts chapter 2,
在使徒行传第二章
and it's found in verse 38.
第三十八节
Acts chapter 2 and verse 38, the Bible says, Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized.
彼得说你们个人要悔改奉耶稣基督的名受洗
Now before a person is baptized
在一个人受洗之前
According to Acts 2:38
根据使徒行传二章三十八节
What is the third step that they need to partake of in order to be baptized?
那第三个步骤是什么呢
What's the third step?
第三个步骤是什么呢
They have to repent
他们必须要悔改
I have two sons.
我有两个儿子。
One is 5.
一个五岁。
And the other one will be 3 in February.
还有另外一个呢，在二月，明年二月就会三岁。
And it seems that my 5-year-old enjoys to make the 3-year-old cry.
看起来我那个五岁的儿子呢，很喜欢去弄那个三岁的儿子哭。
And so we often say to the older one.
所以我常常对这个大儿子说。
Say you're sorry.
你要说对不起。
So he goes to the younger brother.
他就去到他弟弟那里。
And says, I'm sorry.
就说我对不起你。
But you know, in a few minutes,
可是几分钟后,
we hear the younger one crying again.
我们又听到那个小的哭了。
Is that true repentance?
你说这是真的悔改吗? 悔改吗?
No. Repentance, true repentance,
真正的悔改,
it is not only saying sorry,
不只是说抱歉而已,
it is turning away from your old life of sin,
而是转离过去的罪恶的生活。
In other words, before a person can be baptized,
换句话说在一个人还没有悔改之还没有受洗之前,
they not only ask Jesus for forgiveness,
他不只是要求耶稣赦免他的罪,
but they completely leave behind their old life of sin.
而且还要完全的脱离他过去罪恶的生活。
This is what the Bible teaches are the three steps before baptism.
这就是圣经所教导的在受洗之前的三个步骤。
Let's review them again.
让我们重新的温习一次。
According to Matthew 28,
根据马太福音二十八章
verse 19,
第十九节。
The first step is we must what?
第一个步骤我们必须要做的是什么呢？
We must be taught the truth.
我们必须要被教导真理。
According to Mark 16, verse 16,
根据马可福音十六章十六节。
The second step is we must what?
第二个步骤是什么？我们必须要做呢？
Believe the truth.
我们必须要相信真理。
And then according to Acts 2, verse 38,
然后根据使徒行传第二章三十八节。
The third step is that we must what?
然后第三个步骤是什么呢？我们必须要做什么？
We must...Repent of our old life of sin.
我们必须要悔改脱离过去的罪恶的生活。
Now, this is where we learn about what baptism is for, what it symbolizes.
这就是我们学习到有关于洗礼是怎么做，而且是它代表的是什么意义。
You see, baptism is not magic.
洗礼呢，并不是好像变魔术那样。
I did a seminar like this one in Canada.
我在加拿大也举办这样子的演讲会。
And we had a young man that was coming to our meetings.
有一个年轻人就来参加我们的聚会。
His name was Shane.
他的名字叫 Shane.
And Shane came forward to be baptized.
Shane 呢，就上前来说他要受洗。
And so one day we sat down and we said, Shane,What do you understand about what the Bible teaches?
然后有一天我们就坐下来，然后我就问他 ，Shane， 你对圣经所教导的了解多少呢
？He said, I understand.
他说我明白了。
We said, Shane, do you believe the truth?
我就问他薛你相信这真理吗
He said, I believe it.
他说我相信
We said, have you turned away from your old life of sin?
我就问他你有没有脱离转离了你过去罪恶的生活呢
He said, I am leaving it behind.
他说我已经脱离了
And then we asked him,
然后我就问他
why do you want to be baptized?
那你为什么要受洗呢
And he said, I want to experience power.
他说我要经验能力
And we said, Shane, the water does not do any magic for you.
我对他说 Shane, 其实这个水呢并不是会对你的身体产生什么样的魔术。
You see, some people think that the water itself does something.
有些人就以为说这个水本身呢会做一件事。
The truth is,
可是真理事实上是这样。
That baptism is a symbol.
洗礼呢只是一个记号。
It is a symbol of a commitment that has already taken place inside.
这是一个表号呢，就是代表在心里面已经发生的事情。
A marriage does not make, or I should say, a wedding does not make two people love each other.
其实一个婚礼呢，其实不会使两个人相爱。
No, they already love each other.
他其实不是这样，是他们原本就已经相爱。
What is the wedding then?
那这婚礼是做什么呢
？It is a public commitment and declaration of their love.
而是一种公开的宣告，来宣告他们的爱。
In the same way,
同样的方式
，baptism,
洗礼
，it is merely a public declaration of an inside experience with Jesus.
就是是公开的一种宣告呢，来宣告在心里面已经。发生了跟耶稣的那一种关系。
And what does it represent?
那么它代表的是什么呢
？Let's look more carefully at Romans chapter 6.
让我们来看一下罗马书第六章。
Let's look at verse 4.
第四节。
Here's what the Bible says.
这里圣经所说的。
The Bible says, therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death.
所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬。
Baptism is a symbol of death.
洗礼其实所代表的就是死亡。
Why is it a symbol of death?
为什么它代表死亡呢
？You see, when we are born,
你知道吗？当我们出生的时候
，we are born after the flesh.
我们是从肉体而生。
It means that naturally it's easier for us to do wrong.
就是说，自然而然的呢，我们是很容易的去犯错的。
But when we accept Jesus,
可是当我们接受了耶稣之后
He gives us power to be able to do what's right.
他给我们能力去做正确的事
And so when we accept Christ,
当我们接受了耶稣
and we are baptized,
然后我们就受洗
it represents that we are leaving behind our old life.
代表是说呢，我们离开了过去的旧生活。
We are leaving behind our old life of sin.
我们离开了过去罪恶的旧生活。
But that's not all it represents.
这还不止如此。
In verse 4, it goes on, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so, we also should walk in newness of life.
原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
You see, not only does baptism represent a death,
洗礼不只是代表死亡
but it also represents that a person is going to experience new life with Jesus.
也代表这个人呢，要在耶稣里面经历新的生活。
I am leaving behind my old life of sin.
就是脱离了过去旧的罪恶的生活。
Perhaps you were a person in the past that was involved with drugs.
或者在过去呢，你是用毒品的人。
Perhaps you were a person in the past that was very bad.
或者在过去呢，你是个很坏的人。
And you are saying to God and to the world,
而现在呢，你在向上帝、向整个世界宣告
，because of Jesus,
因为耶稣的缘故
，because of His power,
因为是他的能力
，I do not need to live like that anymore.
我不再需要好像过去那样的过生活。
And then by the power of Jesus,
借着耶稣的能力
，I am able now to live a new life in Him.
我就有能力在他里面过一种新的生活。
You see, every person here.
你知道吗？在这里的每一个人
，We have two natures.
我们都有两个本性。
Inside of us, there are two things that are at war.
在我们里面呢，有两个不断征战的本性。
You have the old nature.
你有那个旧的本性。
And you have the new nature.
然后你有了这个新的本性。
And if you ever noticed, these two natures often battle.
如果你注意的话呢，这两种本性呢，不断的征战。
So let me give you an example.
让我举个例子。
You are faced with temptation.
当你面对试探的时候。
And the temptation is right in front of you.
这个试探呢就在你的面前。
And your old nature says, oh, just do it. It's good. It feels good. Just do it.
然后那个旧的本性就告诉你说，这是很好的，你去做吧。
But the new nature says, no, you shouldn't do that. You know that's not good.
可是你的新的本性却告诉你说你不应该这么做，这是不好的。
So there's a battle that goes on inside of your mind.
所以你在你的思想里面呢，就有一场的战争在进行。
Jesus said,
耶稣说,
the spirit is willing,
心灵虽然愿意,
but the flesh is weak.
肉体却软弱。
And we know this.
我们都知道。
So often we want to do what's right.
很多时候我们要做那正确的事。
But we fail.
可是却失败了。
It's like every new year.
就好像每一个新年。
Maybe you're making the resolution.
可能你立志。
This year I'm going to lose weight.
今年呢，我要减肥。
Or you're like me, this year I'm going to gain weight.
还是你好像我这样，今年我要增肥。
But you know that there are certain things that you have to do to reach that goal.
可是你知道有一些事你必须要做呢，才能够达到这个目标。
The spirit is willing.
你的心灵是非常的愿意。
But your flesh is weak.
可是你的肉体呢，却软弱。
And so very soon you find yourself giving in to the temptations.
然后很多时候你就发现呢，你就向这个试探低了头。
But Jesus does not want us to fail.
可是耶稣却不愿意我们失败。
In Ephesians chapter 4,
在以弗所书第四章,
this is what the Bible tells us we should do.
圣经告诉我们这是我们应该做的。
Ephesians 4 verse 22, the Bible says,
以弗所书第四章二十二节，圣经这么说
：That you put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts，
就要唾弃你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的。
Verse 23 says, "And be renewed in the spirit of your mind."
又要将你们的心智改换一新。
Verse 24 says, "And that you put on the new man."
二十四节，并且穿上新人。
Now, let me give you an illustration of this.
让我给大家举个例子。
Let's say that you have two dogs.
比如说你有两只狗。
They're big dogs.
很大的狗。
And these two dogs are yours.
而这两只狗呢，是属于你的。
They live at your house.
他们住在你的屋子里。
And every morning,
每一天早晨,
you prepare a big bowl of food.
然后你准备了一大盘的食物。
And you name these two dogs,
然后你给这两只狗的名字,
flesh,
叫肉, 肉身,
and spirit,
和属灵。
And so every morning,
每天早上,
you put this bowl of food out,
然后你就把这盘食物推出去。
Between the two dogs,
这两只狗之间,
flesh is the bigger dog.
那只名叫肉体的肉身的狗呢，很大只。
When they hear you open the door,
他们听到你打开门
，they run towards you.
他们就向你跑来。
And when they reach the bowl,
当他们到了那个碗那边
，flesh is bigger.
那只叫肉身的狗呢，比较大只
，he's stronger,
比较强壮。
And they try to fight for the bowl.
然后他们两只就在争着吃食物。
Who do you think is going to win?
你说谁会得胜呢
？Flesh is going to win.
那只叫肉身的狗当然会得胜。
Now, how would you fix this problem?
那你要怎样解决这个问题呢
？Now don't say you're going to kill flesh. You can't do that.
你不要告诉我你要杀死那只叫肉身的狗，因为你办不到这件事。
How to fix this problem?
怎样解决这个问题呢
？What do you do?
你怎么做呢
？Here's what you do.
这就是你要做的。
You starve flesh.
你让那只叫肉身的狗呢没饭吃。
And you feed spirit.
然后呢，你就让那个叫属灵的狗呢吃多一点。
What will happen?
然后结果会怎么样
？Soon spirit will get bigger and stronger.
然后你会发现呢，很快的那只叫属灵的狗呢就越长越大了。
And then when they collide, when they fight,
然后当他们争执起来的时候
，Who's going to win?
谁会得胜呢
？Spirit is going to win.
那属灵的那条狗呢就会得胜。
What does this mean?
这是什么意思呢
？In your mind，
在你的心灵里面
，these two natures are at war， the flesh and the spirit。
这两种的本性呢，是不断的征战，就是叫做肉身和叫属灵的。
If you feed the flesh，
如果你让那个肉身的吃多一点
it will get stronger and stronger, and when temptation comes, you will always lose.
然后它就越来越强壮，所以当你面对试探的时候，你就永远都会失败。
If you feed the spirit,
如果你让那个属灵的吃多一点
it will get stronger and stronger, and when temptation comes, you will win.
那么它就会越来越强壮，然后当试探临到的时候，你就会得胜。
So how do you feed the spirit?
那你怎样能够给那叫属灵的吃多一点呢？
What feeds the flesh?
是什么东西叫肉体是肉体的食物呢
?So, you attend the seminar for 8 nights.
你会参加这个演讲会八晚。
What do you get if you attend the seminar for all 8 nights? What do you get?
你在参加这个演讲会呢你会得到什么东西呢
?What do you get?
你会得到什么呢
?You get a Bible, isn't that right?
你会得到一本圣经。
So, you get this Bible.
你得到了这本圣经。
You take it home.
你拿回家了。
And you put it on your table in the living room.
就把它放在客厅的桌上。
And on the table in the living room,
在这客厅的桌子上。
There is also not only a Bible now,
不只是一本圣经了。
But there is the remote control for the TV.
还有这个电视机的遥控器。
So I want to ask you a question.
我要问大家个问题。
Which one will feed the flesh and which one will feed the spirit?
你说哪一个会让你的肉身吃然后另外一个是让你的属灵吃呢
Which one?
哪一个呢
The Bible will feed what?
圣经呢会让什么吃
It'll feed the spirit.
会让属灵的那部分吃
And the flesh will be fed by the television.
而那一个属于肉身的呢我们就是靠电视机的节目来
unless,
喂养它
unless you order the Cracking the Prophecy Code DVDs
除非你订购了这个偷窥未来的光碟
You see, every day you are going to decide which nature you are going to feed
每一天呢你都要决定你要喂养哪一个本性
You only have two natures
你只有两个本性
And every day you are feeding one of those two
每一天你都在喂养其中之一
And if you read the Bible
如果你读圣经
If you spend time in prayer
如果你花时间来祷告
You are feeding the spirit
你就是在喂养那属灵的
But when you watch hours and hours of worldly TV
可是如果你花很多很多小时来看电视节目
When you read other books, other magazines
或者是其他的书本杂志
When you listen to worldly music
或者是你倾听那些属世的音乐
This feeds the flesh
这一切都在喂养你的肉身
And so when temptation comes
所以当试探来临
You will fall right down
你就立刻就跌倒
If you want to have power to stick to your New Year's resolutions
如果你要得到能力来坚守你新年的志向
If you want power to overcome the evil habits in your life
如果你要得到能力来胜过你里面的那个坏的倾向
The only solution is to feed the spirit by studying the Bible and by prayer
唯一的解决办法呢就是去喂养你属灵的生命就是研究圣经和祷告
The Bible teaches that the new nature does not sin
圣经告诉我们这个新的本性呢它不犯罪
Here's what it says in 1 John 3 verse 9
在约翰一书
First John chapter 3 and verse 9.
在约翰一书第三章第九节。
This is what the Bible says.
圣经告诉我们。
It says, Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God.
凡从上帝生的就不犯罪，因上帝的道存在他心里，他也不能犯罪，因为他是由上帝生的。
The Bible teaches that the seed is the word of God.
圣经教导我们，上帝的道就是上帝的话。
As long as you allow the word of God to be in your mind, you will not sin.
你只要把上帝的话存在你的心里呢，你就不会犯罪。
This is why David said,
这就是为什么大卫会这么说。
Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee.
我将你的话藏在我的心里，免得我得罪你。
I met a woman in one of my seminars.
在我其中一次的演讲会呢，我遇到一个妇女。
She came to me one day after the seminar.
有一天在聚会过后呢，她就来到我面前。
And she said to me, Pastor.
她就对我说，牧师。
I have an addiction.
我呢，上了一种瘾。
And I said, Well, what is it?
我就问她是什么呢？
She said, I'm addicted to television.
我呢，就是一个电视瘾迷。
You know, you may not realize it, but there are many people that are addicted to TV.
你可能你没有想到，很多人呢，他们就是上了电视的瘾。
They spend hours and hours in front of the television.
他们在电视机的前面呢，花很多很多小时的时间。
In America,
在美国
，the average person watches 4 hours of TV every day.
一般上的人呢，每天都花四个小时来看电视。
In Malaysia, is it more or less?
在马来西亚是更多还是更少呢
？More. Okay.
更多。
Now, if you watch 4 hours of TV every day,
如果你每天花四个小时来看电视
that breaks down to be 2 months every year.
就是一年呢两个月的时间
I think. And then if you live to be 65,
如果你活了65岁
you would have spent 9 years watching TV.
你就花了九年的时间来看电视
You know, there are people that are addicted.
的确有人呢是上了电视机的瘾。
So this woman's name was Mary.
这个妇女呢，她名字叫玛利亚。
I said, Mary, you need help.
我说玛利亚，你需要得到帮助。
And I want you to try this.
我要你尝试这个。
The first thing when you wake up in the morning.
每天早上你起来之后做的第一件事。
I want you to read the Bible.
你就读圣经。
And after you read the Bible, I want you to pray.
然后你读完圣经之后呢，我要你祷告。
We were conducting a seminar like this one at her town.
我们在她所住的那个城市呢，就举行这样子的演讲会。
At the end of that seminar,
然后在那一次的演讲会过后
，Mary came to me privately and she said, "Pastor," she said, "I don't watch TV anymore."
然后在这个演讲会过后呢，她就私下的来见我，对我说，牧师啊，我现在不再看电视了。
It does not matter what you are struggling with.
不管你所挣扎的是什么事。
Some of you may have the bad habit of telling lies.
可能有些人有这讲骗话的习惯。
Some of you may have the bad habit of losing your temper.
可能有些人会发脾气。
Some of you may have addictions to pornography or other sexual issues.
或者喜欢看黄色的影片或者是照片。
But the Bible tells us that if we hide the word of God in our heart,
可是圣经告诉我们，如果我们把上帝的话藏在我们的心里，
you can be free from any sin that Satan will bring your way.
你呢就能够脱离撒旦要带你去的任何一种的罪。
It doesn't matter how long you've been a slave to that sin.
不管你成为这个罪恶的奴隶多长的时间。
It doesn't matter how many times you failed in the past.
不管你在过去失败了多少次。
If you will study the word of God and let it remain in your heart, you will be victorious over that sin.
如果你愿意研究圣经，而且把上帝的话藏在你的心里的话，那么呢，你必然会得胜。
Now, the Bible teaches that,
圣经呢教导我们
baptism is a very specific act.
洗礼呢是一个很特别的一种行为。
You cannot decide how you want to be baptized.
你不能够决定说你要怎样洗礼。
The Bible teaches that there is only a specific way to be baptized.
圣经教导我们只有一种特别的方法，特定的方法呢是被接受的。
In Ephesians chapter 4,
在以弗所书第四章
verses 4 and 5,
第四和第五节
the Bible says there is one body and one spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, and one baptism.
身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召，同有一个指望，一主，一信，一喜。
Today, churches do all kinds of baptisms.
今天的教会呢，很多教会有各种不同的形式的洗礼。
But the Bible says there is only one kind of baptism.
可是圣经告诉我们只有一种方式的洗礼。
Well, how is that one kind of baptism?
为什么只有一种方式的洗礼？
Let's look at what Jesus did.
让我们来看看耶稣怎么样受洗。
Jesus is our example.
因为耶稣他是我们的榜样。
In Mark chapter 1,
在马可福音第一章
and verse 9,
第九节
the Bible says,
圣经这么说
It came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized of John in Jordan.
那时耶稣从加利利的拿撒勒来在约旦河里受了约翰的洗他从水里上来就看见天裂开了
According to verse 9, where was Jesus baptized?
根据第九节，耶稣在哪里受洗呢
？Where？
在哪里呢
？In the Jordan。
在约旦河里。
The Jordan was a river。
约旦河是一条河。
Now in verse 15, I'm sorry, in verse 11, the Bible says。
第十一节圣经说。
No, sorry, verse 10, verse 10。
第十节。
It says, and straightway coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens open and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him.
他从水里一上来就看见天裂开了，圣灵仿佛鸽子降在他身上。
So after Jesus was baptized,
当耶稣受洗了之后
in the Jordan,
在约旦河里
the Bible says that he came up out of the water.
圣经告诉我们他从水里上来。
What does this teach us?
这里教导的是什么呢？
Bible baptism requires a person to go into the water.
圣经里所形容的洗礼呢，它要求一个人进入到水里面去。
This is an early Christian painting this depicting the baptism of Jesus.
这是在早期的基督教会呢里面的一幅图画。
And you can notice that in this picture, it represents Jesus being baptized by immersion.
在这个图画里面你可以看见耶稣呢他是受全身入水的洗礼。
In Acts chapter 8,
在使徒行传第八章
and verse 38,
第三十八节
The Bible describes a baptism this way.
圣经呢就形容了一次的洗礼。
It says, and he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him.
于是吩咐车站住，腓力和太监二人同下水里去，腓力就给他施洗。
Bible baptism, it requires a person to go into the water.
圣经里面所形容的洗礼呢，它要求一个人全身进入水里。
Why is this?
为什么要这样呢？
We have learned that baptism, it represents a death.
因为我们已经学习到洗礼是代表一种的死亡。
When a person dies,
一个人死了，
you bury the person.
你就埋葬那个人。
And in the same way, when a person is baptized,
同样的，一个人受洗，
they are buried under the water to symbolize the death to their old life.
他们在水里面被埋葬了，就是代表了他们对过去的生活呢已经死了。
The word baptism is taken from a Greek word baptizo.
这个洗礼呢在原文希腊原文呢是从一个字根来的。
They used it to describe what they did to cloth.
就是他们来用这个词呢来形容他们拿来用布来怎样处理一些布。
When they wanted to dye a piece of cloth,
当他们要染一块布的时候，
they would baptizo it, meaning they would dunk it under the dye until its color was the same inside and out.
他们会把那块布呢就是浸到水里面，这个浸到染料里面，这个浸呢就是这个 baptizo, 就是这个洗礼的这个原文。
Anybody recognize the building on the screen tonight?
有谁能够认出这一个荧幕上的这个建筑物吗？
It's the famous Leaning Tower of Pisa.
这是比萨斜塔。
Do you know? This is a true story. This is a true fact.
这是一个真实的事实。
Every year,
每一年，
they push the tower back a few inches.
他们呢就推这个斜塔，把它推直几寸。
Do you see that in the back of this building, there is this building?
你有注意到呢，在这个斜塔的后面有另外一个建筑物。
This is the building next to the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
就是在比萨斜塔的隔壁的一个建筑物。
And if you go inside of this building,
如果你进入这个建筑物，
you will find one of these.
你就会发现到这个东西。
What is that?
这是什么东西呢？
That is a baptismal tank.
这是一个浸礼池。
Now, do you notice how big it is?
你会注意到它很大，是不是？
It is that big because it required a person, it was necessary to be that big for the person to go under the water.
它必须是这么大，因为一个人呢，必须要全身进入到水里面去。
This was from an early Christian church in Philippi.
这是在腓立比的一个早期教会的。
Do you notice that their baptistry was large enough for a person to go down into the water?
你会发现呢，他们的浸礼池呢是这么的大，足够让一个人整全身都下到水里面去。
This is another early Christian baptistry.
这是一个早另外一个早期教会的浸礼池。
It was necessary for them to be this large.
必须是这么大。
So that the person could go completely under the water.
这个人才能够完全的进入水里面去。
Here on the stage today.
今天呢，我们看到台上
，We have a brand new baptistry.
有一个全新的浸礼池。
This Sabbath.
这将要来的这个安息日。
At 2:00.
下午两点钟。
It will be used for the very first time.
将会是第一次的启用。
Can you say amen?
你可以说阿们吗
And some of you are going to be part of that.
我相信在座的有一些人呢将会参与
It is a symbol of a death to an old life.
就是表示对过去的旧生活死了
It is resurrecting to a new life in Jesus.
复活进入在耶稣里的新生命
Your old life is done. It's over. It's wiped clean.
旧的生活呢已经被除掉了已经完全抹掉了。
And with Jesus, you have power to live a new life with Him.
在耶稣里面，你会得到新的能力，过一个新的生活。
This is how Vladimir the Great, the king of Russia, was baptized.
这是俄国的君王，他的洗礼。
I'm showing you these because I want you to understand that biblically, baptism was always performed by total immersion.
我要让大家明白，就是在圣经里面呢，洗礼每一次都是全身入水的。
Today, some churches have gotten away from the Bible.
今天呢，有一些教会他们远离了圣经的教导。
And they sprinkle people.
他们就给人行地礼。
But this was not God's plan.
但这不是上帝的计划。
The Bible only teaches one way to be baptized.
圣经只教导一种的洗礼方式。
Now, tonight.I want to mention one more kind of baptism.
今天晚上呢，我要再提到另外一种的洗礼。
It's called rebaptism.
就是重新的洗礼。
When does a person get rebaptized?
一个人什么时候会接受重新的洗礼呢
？In Acts 19,
在使徒行传第十九章。
This is the only story in the Bible when a person was rebaptized.
这是在圣经里面唯一的一次提到一个人重新受洗。
The Bible says, and it came to pass, while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said unto him, We have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost.
亚波罗在哥林多的时候，保罗经过了上边一带的地方，就来到以弗所。在那里遇见几个门徒，问他们说：“你们信的时候受了圣灵没有？”他们回答说：“没有，也未曾听见有圣灵赐下来。”
We have some Christians here.
我们有一些基督徒在这里。
They were baptized.
他们曾经受洗了。
But these people did not know about the Holy Spirit.
可是他们却不知道有圣灵这一回事。
And so Paul says, "Unto what then were you baptized?" And they said, "John's baptism."
保罗说：“这样你们受的是什么洗呢？”他们说是约翰的洗。
Verse 5 says,
第五节说,
When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus.
他们听见这话就奉主耶稣的名受洗。
You see, these people were Christians.
这些人是基督徒。
But they learned, there were some things that they did not know.
就是说他们学习的时候有一些东西呢他们没有学习到。
And when they learned these beautiful new truths,
当他们学习到这美丽的新的真理,
as a symbol of their acceptance of these truths,
要作为一个接受这个新的真理的表号,
they were rebaptized.
他们重新接受洗礼。
There are some here today,
在座的有一些人,
that have been baptized the way the Bible teaches.
曾经在过去接受了洗礼,全身入水的洗礼。
But as you've been coming to these seminars,
可是当你来参加这里的,
you've learned some things that you never knew before.
你学习到一些你以前从来没有学习过的。
You've learned about what happens to people when they die.
你学习到人死后会变成怎么样。
You've learned a little bit about God's 10 principles of keeping us happy.
而且呢，你学习到上帝的十条原则，要使我们快乐。
You've learned a little bit about the seventh day Sabbath.
而且你学习到有关于安息日。
You've learned that Jesus is going to come back soon.
而且你学习到耶稣快要回来了。
You've learned that we have been living in the hour of God's judgment now.
你学习到我们现在正活在上帝审判的时候里。
And you may have been attending a Christian church.
可能你在过去也参加基督教会。
But the Spirit of God has been speaking to you.
可是上帝的灵呢，在向你说话。
And these are truths that you now accept and believe.
现在呢，这是你所接受的真理。
And if you would like to tell Jesus.
而现在你要告诉耶稣。
I would like to accept these truths as well.
我也要接受这新的真理。
You may also be rebaptized.
你也可以接受重新的洗礼。
Now, some people are baptized in a way that the Bible does not teach.
有些人呢，他们接受洗礼的时候呢，他们的洗礼方式并不是圣经所教导的。
Some people are sprinkled.
有些人接受的是地礼。
Some people have oil put on them.
有些人是用油倒在头上。
none of these are biblical ways of being baptized.
这一切呢都不是圣经所教导的洗礼方式。
You know, some people were baptized when they were a baby.
有些人在婴儿的时候就接受了洗礼。
Let's review something.
让我们来看一看。
Before a person can be baptized,
在一个人还没有接受洗礼之前
What three things need to happen first?
哪三件事呢是必须要先发生的
They have to be what?
第一
Taught and
他们要被教导
Believe and
第二相信
Repent
第三悔改
Which one of those three things can a baby do?
一个婴儿能够做哪这三样的哪一件呢
None of them
三样都做不到
You see, baptism was always a conscious decision on the part of the individual.
因为洗礼呢必须是这个个人的一种决志。
Now, it's not wrong to dedicate a baby. Jesus was dedicated as a baby.
当然把婴儿献给上帝呢并没有错。
But it's different from being baptized.
可是呢献婴礼呢跟洗礼是完全不一样的。
If you were baptized as a baby,
所以如果你在婴儿的时候呢就被洗礼了
You haven't really been baptized according to the way the Bible teaches.
其实你还没有根据圣经的教导的方式来受洗
Some people
有一些人
did not get taught what the Bible teaches before they were baptized.
在他们受洗之前呢并没有被教导圣经所教导的一切
God wants you to choose to be baptized for yourself.
上帝要你自己选择来接受洗礼
SoTechnically, some people in this situation can be rebaptized.
因此在技术上来说这一类的人呢也可以接受洗礼。
Baptism is a symbol that we are coming to Christ.
洗礼呢是一种的仪式代表我们来到耶稣那里。
How important is baptism?
洗礼有多重要呢
Look at Mark chapter 16 again.
让我们回到马可福音第16章。
Mark 16 and verse 16.
马可福音第16章。
This is what the Bible says.
圣经这么说。
Mark 16 verse 16, the Bible says, He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved.
信而受洗的必然得救。
You see, the Bible does not teach that it's just enough to believe.
圣经并没有教导说相信就足够了。
The Bible says, He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved.
圣经这样教导，他说信而且受洗的。
I want to explain something.
必然得救。
The act of baptism does not save us.
我要解释的一样事就是洗礼这行为本身呢并不能拯救我们。
Nothing that we can do can save ourselves.
我们所做的没有一件事是能够使我们得救的。
But when a person is changed by Jesus,
可是当一个人被耶稣改变了
when they experience salvation,
他们经验了救恩
it is natural that they will want to be baptized.
很自然的他们就会愿意要接受洗礼。
There is nothing in Christianity that is a secret.
在基督徒的生活里面没有一样 是秘密
When you are a Christian, you want the whole world to know.
如果你是一个基督徒的话你愿意让全世界的人都知道
This is why baptism is a public statement of my commitment to follow Jesus.
因此洗礼呢就是一个 公开的宣告说我向耶稣献身了
The other day, Pastor Taj talked about blood and water flowing from the side of Jesus.
前几天呢塔什牧师就讲到血和水从耶稣的肋旁流出来
When Jesus died
当耶稣死的时候
He provided cleansing through his blood
他借着他的血给我们提供了洗涤
And washing through the water that came out from him
也借着他从他流出来的血给我们洗水给我们洗涤
Jesus died that we might have the opportunity to experience new life
耶稣死好让我们能够有机会能够经验新生
This Sabbath we have a number of people that are going to be baptized
这个安息天呢我们将会有一些人要接受洗礼
Can you say amen?
你可以说阿门吗
It's always an exciting thing to see people that are going to say I want to follow Jesus all the way
当我们看见人们说我愿意跟随耶稣一路到底这是令我们很兴奋的事情。
Those of you that are going to be involved in the baptism this Sabbath,
在这个安息天呢，将要接受洗礼的。
I would like to invite you to stand right now.
我要邀请你现在站起来。
There are approximately 12 people that are going to be baptized.
有大约12个吧。
Can you say praise God?
我们可以说赞美上帝吗？
Amen. Look at these people that have made their stand for Jesus.
我们来看看他们为耶稣而站立。
Now, I want to invite all of you to come to the front tonight.
我要邀请你们每一位走到前面来。
We're going to have a special prayer for you. Just come up to the front here.
请你到前面来，我们要为你们做特别的祷告。
And while they're coming here up to the front,
当他们到前面来的时候，
I hope you're praying because I want to make an invitation tonight for some of you that are sitting down right now.
我希望呢，你还在心里面祷告，因为我将要做出邀请，为那些还坐着的人。
These here in the front tonight, they have made their stand to follow Jesus in baptism.
这些在前面的弟兄姐妹呢，他们已经做出了决定，要跟随耶稣。
This Sabbath at 2 o'clock.
这个安息日下午两点钟。
They are going to be baptized.
他们将要接受洗礼。
But we still have room.
可是我们还有，当然还有空位。
We still have some available opportunities for some of you if you would like to be baptized.
当然我们还有机会让在座的任何一位希望能够接受洗礼的。
And perhaps this evening,
或许今天傍晚，
you are sitting here.
你坐在这里。
You, maybe you have even been attending this church for a number of months or maybe over a year.
可能你在这里参加了教会也相当的一段时间。
Maybe you've already had Bible studies.
或许你已经接受了查经。
Maybe you've had Bible studies more than once.
可能超过一次的查经。
And you have been studying truths and you know them to be right.
而且呢，你一路在研究真理，也知道这就是真理。
And while you have been involved with the church,
当你在这教会参与教会的活动，
you've never made the commitment to Jesus to follow him in baptism.
可是你却从来没有做出决志要跟随耶稣接受洗礼。
But tonight,
可是今天晚上，
you recognize,
你发现到，
that baptism is a public commitment to the internal experience of being in love with Jesus.
这洗礼呢，是种外面的标志，来表达你在心里面跟耶稣的关系。
God's Spirit has been speaking to you through these meetings.
上帝的灵呢，借着这次的聚会向你说话。
And tonight you want to make your decision to also be baptized.
而今天晚上呢，你也愿意做出决定，要接受洗礼。
If there's anyone else that's in this room tonight,
如果今天晚上还有任何一位
that would like to follow Jesus in baptism,
也要跟随耶稣接受洗礼。
He gave all for you.
他为你献上他所有的一切。
And you would like to make that commitment to him.
而你愿意决志来跟随他。
I want to ask you to stand where you are sitting right now.
我要邀请你在你的座位那里站起来。
God bless you.
愿上帝赐福你们。
And there are others. God bless you, young ladies.
愿上帝赐福你们。
And there are perhaps more that recognize that they need to make this commitment to Jesus tonight.
或许还有更多的，他们认识到他们必须要向耶稣做出这个决定。
You know, this Sabbath, we're going to have a long program.
今天这个安息日，我们将会有个很长的节目。
We can't have too many people because it will go on and on and on.
我们不能够有太多的人来。
But perhaps there are 8 more people tonight.
或许呢，在座还有八个。
Perhaps there are 8 more people sitting here tonight that want to make the commitment to be baptized.
或许在座还有八个人还能够来参与这一次的洗礼的。
Would you like to be part of this group that will be baptized this Sabbath?
你愿不愿意成为这个安息天接受洗礼的其中一份子呢？
If God's Spirit has been speaking to you,
如果上帝的灵在向你说话，
won't you stand tonight?
你何不就站起来呢？
Won't you stand to symbolize your commitment to follow Jesus even in baptism?
你何不站起来代表你跟随耶稣的决心，甚至接受洗礼？
We are going to close with prayer soon.
我们很快的就要以祷告作为结束。
But before we pray,
在我们还没有祷告之前，
maybe there are just a few more that want to make this decision to follow Jesus.
或许呢，还有几位愿意做出这个决定。
For those of you that have already been baptized,
还有那些已经接受洗礼了，
you should be praying right now.
你现在要为他们祷告。
Because people are making decisions that will affect them for eternity.
因为人们所做出的决定将会影响他们的永恒。
Is there anyone else tonight that would like to make the stand for Jesus?
在座还有任何一位愿意做出这样的决志吗？
You know you're not perfect.
你知道你不是完美的。
But you recognize that baptism is not a graduation.
可是你知道洗礼并不是一个毕业典礼。
It represents that I want to begin to follow Jesus.
而是一个决定，说我要开始来跟随耶稣。
Perhaps there are just a few more tonight before we pray.
或许在我们还没有祷告之前呢，
Again,
还有多几个。
I'm not going to go much longer.
我将不会拖延太久。
But if God is speaking to you tonight,
可是如果上帝在向你说话，
God bless you, young ladies.
愿上帝赐福你们。
And I hope that you're praying tonight.
我希望你们今晚上在祷告。
Before we pray, is there anyone else that would like to let Jesus know of their decision to be baptized?
还有任何一位要让耶稣知道你的决定的吗？
God bless you.
愿上帝赐福你。
And again, you know, Jesus has asked us to follow his example in baptism.
耶稣呢，他要求我们跟随他的榜样进入洗礼。
He was baptized.
因为他本身也接受洗礼。
Jesus had no sin to wash away.
耶稣其实没有任何的罪恶需要洗净。
But he wanted to show us the importance of baptism, and he himself was baptized.
可是他要向我们显示洗礼的重要性，所以他本身就立了一个榜样。
Coming to church doesn't save you.
来参加教会不能够拯救你。
Following Jesus saves you.
跟随耶稣才能够拯救你。
And Jesus was baptized.
耶稣他也接受洗礼。
What will you say to Jesus tonight?
今天晚上你要对耶稣说什么呢？
He says, follow me.
他说跟从我。
And he himself gave us the example of baptism.
而他本身呢，也为我们立了一个榜样。
Is there anyone else tonight, before we close,
在我们还没有结束之前，还有任何一位吗？
Perhaps there are just five more people before we pray.
在我们还没有祷告之前，或许还有五个。
Is there anyone else?
还有吗？
To let Jesus know.
让耶稣知道。
God bless you.
愿上帝赐福您。
Praise the Lord.
我们要赞美上帝。
You know, friends, it doesn't matter how old or how young you are.
不管你是多么的年轻，多么的年老。
When the Spirit of God speaks to us,
当上帝的灵向我们说话。
We don't want to resist, amen?
我们不要抗拒他。
Can you say praise God? There are people from many different backgrounds that are making this commitment to Jesus tonight.
我们要赞美上帝，因为从各种不同的背景，许多人今天要做出这个决定。我们差不多要到结束的时候了。我知道今天晚上已经迟了。
Before we pray,
在我们还没有祷告之前，
Is there anyone else that would like to tell Jesus of their decision to be baptized?
还有任何一位愿意向耶稣做出这样的决定？
Won't you stand tonight where you are?
你愿不愿意就在你的座位上那里？
Won't you let him know that you want to follow him to be baptized?
站起来，让他知道你愿意跟从他。
We're going to pray.
我们就要祷告了。
I'd like to invite everyone who's standing to come to the front.
我要邀请每一位站坐的都到前面来。
I'd like to ask those of you here in the front, just come close.
我邀请大家呢，
come as close as you can.
站靠近来一点。
And while we pray tonight,
在我们今晚上祷告的时候，
I invite you to bow your heads and close your eyes.
我邀请大家呢，低下头来，闭上眼睛。
Heads are bowed and eyes are closed.
当眼睛都闭上，
头低下。While I'm praying tonight,
在我祷告的时候，
if there is anyone else here tonight,
如果在座还有任何一位，
that would like to follow Jesus in baptism,
要跟随耶稣的榜样受洗，
as I'm praying,
在我祷告的时候，
won't you slip up out of your seat and come to the front?
请你从你的座位那里出来，到前面。
Heavenly Father,
我们在天上的父，
tonight we have witnessed your spirit speaking to our hearts.
我们今天晚上看见 你的圣灵向我们的心灵说话。
I want to thank you for these courageous ones that have made this decision to follow Jesus.
我要感谢您这所有的勇敢的圣灵站出来为耶稣做出决定。
And I thank you because in this decision, they are following the example of Jesus.
我要感谢您因为根据他们的决定他们在跟随耶稣的榜样。
I thank you because they are making the public statement, I have decided to follow Jesus.
我感谢您因为他们在向大家宣告说我已经决志要跟从耶稣。
Lord, there are still a few others here tonight.
主啊，在座还有一些其他的人。
They are wrestling with this decision.
他们还在挣扎着做这个决定。
They might be worried about parents.
可能他们担心他们的父母。
They might be worried about their friends.
还是他们的朋友。
Help them to know that when we follow Jesus, Jesus will take care of everything else.
求你帮助他们了解到只要我们跟随耶稣耶稣会帮助我们解决这些问题
Give them the courage to follow their convictions
求你给他们勇气来跟随他们所受到的感动
Give them the peace that comes when they do the right thing
当他们做出正确的决定时候求你给他们心里的平安
Lord for these that are standing up here in the front
这些站在你前面的人
Bless them
求你赐福给他们
Protect them with your angels.
求你差遣你的天使保护他们
Surround them with blessings.
包围他们以你的福气
That they might recognize that heaven smiles upon them just now.
让他们知道整个天庭为他们而高兴
And as this Sabbath they are baptized.
当这个安息日他们接受洗礼
May their lives be a witness that will help others come to know Jesus.
愿他们的生命成为一个见证带领更多的人来认识你
Guide us, we pray.
求你引导我们
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告
Amen.
Amen. Amen.